And if you're never not certain about something, work on the thing you're certain is a good idea and wait a month and then come back a month later and see if that idea that you were wondering about a month ago is twice as good as you thought it was back then, or, oh, it turns out that was a distraction. So I think also just working on fewer things and doing the few things that you work on better, and allowing yourself the time and the grace to wait and reevaluate the things that are more borderline.
You are listening to And I Quote, a podcast focused on building relationships with insurance agents, brokers, their small business clients, and industry leaders. This podcast is presented by Coterie Insurance.
With your hosts, Brian Thomas, Director of Claims Experience, and Ann Boger, VP of Scaling, we will be exploring the power that connection, communication, and commitment can have on your business. Join us every Thursday for a new episode and topic that will provide key insights to help build your business, agency, and client relationships. And I quote. Welcome to the And I Quote podcast. I'm your host, Ann Boger, VP of Scaling at Coterie Insurance. And today I have the pleasure of speaking to Duncan Crystal, co-founder of Herald, digital infrastructure for commercial insurance. With Herald, you can quote and bind insurance from multiple carriers through a single API. I'm excited to learn all about Herald and Duncan's take on focusing your business's core competency and finding strong partners to help with the rest. Welcome to the show, Duncan.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me in.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and how Herald got started.
Yeah. So I'm one of the co-founders and ostensibly the chief revenue officer at Herald. In practical terms, what that means, since we connect digital distributors of commercial insurance and, you know, both traditional carriers and more tech-enabled MGAs who provide or supply commercial insurance, it's my job to get as many of both of those players into the ecosystem as possible. And before Herald, I was at Bay, which is a cyber insurance MGU, where I helped launch a bunch of our API-driven digital partnerships. And that's where I got passionate about APIs and commercial insurance distribution and found how I could help it out.
That's awesome. I've found that some people are born into the world of insurance and other people sort of fall into the world of insurance. Which one would you say fits you better?
And all of them get trapped and stay in it forever. Agreed. Myself included. So I was not born into insurance. My co-founder and our CEO here at Herald, Matt, and I went to summer camp together along with our CTO as well. And I was out in San Francisco visiting him right after he had joined at Bay, complaining about my old job. And so he was like, well, we haven't sold an insurance policy yet. If you want to come out and help lead sort of sales and business development for at Bay, you could come and join. And I called his bluff. So I basically followed a friend into InsurTech.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at Bay took off and was a really fun company to work at. And I learned a lot about the industry and grew really passionate about it. So that's how I got pulled into it.
That's amazing.
So no, like, grandfather who owned an agency or anything like that.
Right.
And those stories I love as well, but I was not born into it. Yeah. I found my way there.
So Herald partners with commercial carriers, right? What does that partnership look like and how does that help the end agent and their day-to-day?
What I would say is when a carrier offers an API externally, that's the beginning of their journey in meeting agents where they are. So, you know, especially since COVID, but I think over the last decade, agents have moved from just wanting to send emails to wanting to sort of submit information and get quotes in solutions that are ergonomic for them. So, you know, the day-to-day ways that they're doing things.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's an agency management system. Sometimes it's a multi-carrier rater. Sometimes their agents are finding embedded partnerships where they want the insured to get quotes under their name, wherever, yep, you know, that business is already doing things. And in all of those circumstances, those pieces of technology, agents want them to connect to the carriers that they partner with. What we do is make it easier for whoever's building that solution to connect to those carriers. And so it's really the software developers that we're helping out. And so instead of having to go to a bunch of different carrier partners for a bunch of different lines of business, convince them to work with you, get their API documentation, break it down and understand it, test it because it doesn't always behave how it's documented. You just plug into us one time and you can get access to all of those carriers we've already integrated.
So on the carrier side, that sounds really time consuming partnership to develop with each carrier.
Yeah, the upshot is if we do it once, the customers downstream of us who have appointments with those carriers don't have to do all that work themselves.
And so how is Herald and working with Coterie Insurance?
So Coterie is one of our suppliers, so one of our carrier partners. So we reached out to you all early because I know you have a very sophisticated API. It's well documented, it's easy to use, especially compared to many traditional carriers. And a general sort of enthusiasm for the open insurance ecosystem. And so we reached out to you, integrated your products, starting with general liability, but moving down the line, Bob, I know you guys have professional liability as well. Integrated it. And then once that happens, it's on sort of the Herald platform. So now anytime a technologist comes to us and wants to give GL quotes, BOP quotes, professional liability quotes, the agents on the far side can get access to Coterie's product without your team having to do another integration. And so we just come to you, flip it on, and Coterie is sort of enabled in that piece of technology.
That's great. It sounds like you identified with your co-founding partners a core competency around API development and these integrations with carriers and decided to make a business out of that. Can you talk a little bit about finding that core competency and identifying what the business really was?
Yeah, there's a few places where we made that observation. The first is when I was at AppBay with Matt, we were going out and trying to find folks who wanted to quote our cyber insurance product on their platform. And when we talked to them, they all had a pretty similar problem, which is like, sure, we want to connect to AppBay, but we also want to connect to 10 other cyber carriers. And we don't just want to do cyber. We want to do workers' comp and BOP, general liability, commercial auto, D&O, professional liability, all of it. And we're just drowning in these carrier integrations. And it's distracting us from the real work that we want to be doing facing agents and small business owners. And if we could spend less time integrating you guys and maintaining those integrations and more time building positive customer experiences, we think our businesses would grow faster. And so at Herald, what we thought was, hey, we can do all of that carrier-facing integrations work and build that infrastructure kind of as a service. That could be our core competency, and we could make it not our core competency and all of the work to build those positive customer and broker experiences. And so we leave that work up to our partners who are closer to their customers and understand their channels better than we ever will. And we can focus on the digital exchange of insurance information.
How do you find that those partnerships that really are successful? Like, what is it that makes a partnership really work?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's like some deep couple therapy stuff right there.
I know. Could you, you know, give me the silver bullet. I'm sure you've got it right in your pocket.
I think it's open and honest and frequent communication. It's kind of the same in partnerships, you know, in work and the rest of your life. Honesty about what your incentives are, how you make, how you make your money, what your business goals are, what you want to be when you grow up, so to speak, as well as what your current capabilities are. And there's sometimes a gap there. And I think people are more, are more willing than folks might expect to work with folks along, you know, wherever they are on their journey to help them get there, as long as you're upfront and transparent. Here are the things we're good at today. Here are the things we're not good at today. Here's what we want to do in the future. If you join us now, you can help shape that journey. We can work together. We can get there. So I think that's probably the silver bullet, but it's not all silver bullets. I mean,
so, you know, a key concept in this podcast, a key theme that keeps coming up in sort of all the conversations that we've had is really about this relationship building and this partnership development, because while insurance is in some ways a transactional business, right? You have these APIs specifically to send data back and forth. It's ultimately about people and trust and the things that keep people up at night. And so I'm curious how you see Herald's role in helping to foster those kinds of relationships within the overall ecosystem.
Relationships are super key. I mean, it's everything. And I want to just firmly say that we are not in the camp of folks who are trying to cut out an agent. We're trying to empower them. And I think the way that you empower an agent is you look at all the work that they're doing and you say, which of this is providing expertise and guidance or value add to the insured? And which of this stuff is paperwork that makes it harder for the agent, in fact, to do all the things that make them successful? And for all of insurance talking about how strong a relationship business is, we sure make our agents and underwriters and even insureds do a lot of paperwork. And I think that can distract from the real core questions, which is like, what's the risk of your business? What insurance coverage do you need? What other things outside of insurance can we do to reduce your risk and your loss over time? And have that result in better prices. And so where we fit in is we want to make as much PDFs being sent over email and paper applications being signed with pen and then scanned and faxed. We want to eliminate as much of that as possible so that insureds and their agents and agents and their underwriters that they work with can have substantive conversations about risk and avoiding loss and coverage and not spend times like piling through all this paperwork. So that's where we see ourselves fitting in, is just trying to eliminate paperwork so folks can get back to work.
Yeah, I really like that too, because not only is that about fostering relationships and leveraging an agent's expertise, but it's also getting rid of a lot of the parts of the job that kind of suck. I mean, if you've ever been an agent, it's pretty painful to shuffle all that paper around and have a kind of old school interaction with a traditional carrier. Do you find that all carriers in the industry are ready for API integrations, or are you working with really those ready for the change?
There's a practical and short-term answer to that question, and there's kind of a longer-term answer to that question. So
yeah,
in the short term, Herald's only working with carriers who have launched at least one commercial insurance product via API. And so to a certain extent, we're only working with the carriers who are ready, so to speak.
Yeah.
I would not say any carrier has fully automated all of it, right? And so in some ways, none of them are ready. And I think one big change, and this is kind of like the longer term perspective I had, is like one big change in the industry I've seen in the last few years, especially since COVID, but even in the years leading up to it, is that even the carriers who don't currently have APIs are talking about it and recognize that both encouraging automation and sort of being a part of the innovation that's happening in digital agencies or agent-facing technology is something that they want to participate in. And so even the ones who haven't launched it yet are talking about it, they're deploying resources towards it, and they're starting to move more of their stuff to programmatically accessible means.
I think
in some ways everyone is.
It's a huge big job. It's a big job. I mean, if you're a long 100-year-old or more well-established carrier in the industry, you have so much infrastructure that needs to be evolved. It's not something they can do lightly, right? They don't have the luxury of spinning as quickly as those of us who are starting fresh. Really encouraging what you're saying also, though, that there's a readiness and an openness within the industry as a whole to see it as something that will push forward the industry built on that interpersonal relationships, built on that expert advice. That I think there was a time when sort of digital approaches or automated approaches were somehow going to, as you sort of put it, sort of replace the expertise in the industry. And I think that's such an important point you made, that it's really to empower those interactions. Do you have some big milestones in mind for Herald coming up in terms of where you are today versus that long-term vision of where you want to be?
Absolutely. there's a bunch of metrics we track, but from our distribution partner's point of view, the carriers and products that we bring connectivity to onto our platform is paramount. When we talk about a product, that's basically the intersection of a carrier and a line of business. So CNA Bop is a product we offer. Markel General Liability, it's another product. Today we're at about, I think we are launching our 15th and 16th of those products. And we want to be at 50 by the end of the year. So that's the 2022 target.
Yeah.
There are more after that. So we'll aim even higher in 2023, but that's what we're running towards.
So is your sort of dream destination that you have enough of a portfolio of products that an agency could basically just run off of a connection with you in terms of, you know, within their administration or system or something like that, that they'd have enough variety of product available that they could pretty much work 100% from an API standpoint?
Yeah, there are a few dreams. So one is the breadth of our offering, to your point.
Yeah.
So which is any carrier or product that you'd want to connect with is available through our API. And we're focused just on commercial insurance. So I'll exclude some of the personal line stuff there. But from a commercial insurance point of view, that's where our focus is. The other, I would say, axis is what functions of work can we do? So today, for us, you can get a quote. There's actually a function that precedes it that we call our dynamic application, which is you can get from us the necessary questions that an insured needs to answer in order to get a quote. So you can ask the right questions, you can get a quote. Then for our carrier partners who support it, you can bind that policy. But we actually want to, you know, facilitate everything out throughout the life cycle. So we want you to be able to cancel that policy. We want you to be able to endorse that policy midway through the policy period. We might want you to renew that policy, you know, forever from our carrier's point of view.
Yeah.
And so pulling all of those functions online as well is our dream. And then I don't think that is actually everything that an agent might want to do, right? They want to connect to accounting and their billing software. We don't want to build billing software. We don't want to build an agency management system. So like, there are some things that we want to draw the line and let our distribution partners focus on so that we don't have to. And that goes back to that theme of core competency.
Yeah. Do you find yourself getting distracted by or tempted into those areas like billing that are just slightly off course for you? And do you have any advice on how to identify when that's happening? Because it happens.
there's so much to build, right? And that's like, it's so hard to stay focused in that way, because it's so easy to imagine, oh, this would make an agent's life easier, or this would make an insurance life easier. It's hard to give like a short, pithy silver bullet like you asked earlier, but I think it's just knowing who you are and what you're good at and looking at your partners and saying, if they're better than me at this, like then they're going to win on that axis. So don't even fight it. Trust your partner to build that and you focus on what you're best at. Even before billing, which we had both just mentioned, like we don't even build a front end solution, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't build the front end experience that an agent would, use and recognize and rent. Our downstream partners build that stuff. And we trust them to build the right front end experience for their users while using sort of that shared infrastructure layer that we built. That's an example of something that's tempting to build. It's like, if someone doesn't have engineers, we might want to just build that front end for themselves.
Yeah.
But we want our partners to have that expertise. So just drawing that line, and as tempting as it is, like knowing what you're best at and what you're not, I think is key.
Yeah.
And if you're never not certain about something, work on the thing you're certain is a good idea and wait a month and then come back a month later and see if that idea that you were wondering about a month ago is twice as good as you thought it was back then, or, it turns out that was a distraction. So I think also just working on fewer things and doing the few things that you work on better, and allowing yourself the time and the grace to wait and reevaluate the things that are more borderline.
To have some discipline around your focus so that you're 100%. Really able to concentrate in on what it is you want to do and produce value in. And it sounds like you are also using an approach, fairly agile approach in terms of putting out incrementally the software that you're working on so that you can get feedback. And
Absolutely. One thing that we do is we release every 2 weeks what we call our change log. And so every 2 weeks, we send what has changed with Herald, what new carriers or products we've launched, what new API features, what bugs we fixed, which mistakes we made that we rectified every 2 weeks. And so getting in the habit of sharing that externally, I think does two things. It holds you accountable because you're like, I got to tell folks every 2 weeks that we're doing something. And if any of these announcements start to look like we're not doing much, it's not going to read well.
Yeah.
And then the second thing that it does from accountability is it's a clarifying force for your own thoughts. It's like, hey, is this thing that I want us to do in the next 2 weeks going to look exciting when I publish it? Or is no one going to care about it? And if no one's going to care about it, then maybe you're not building the correct thing.
You know, I'm just thinking about what an interesting intersection Herald sits in within the industry, right? Because you're sort of behind the front end experience, but enabling it. Are there any surprises as you started this business that you didn't, and something you didn't realize would be as important as it turned out to be?
There's probably a million answers to that. One I will flag is that I think a lot of people think like online quoting experience or carrier rater, they're all the same. Like they're all doing the same thing. You put in information about a business, you get quotes. Like what's the difference?
Yeah.
They're extremely different depending on who the user is and what the user's context is. And there is such a difference between, you know, I'm an insured and I went to Intuit to do my taxes and there's a button there that encourages me to buy insurance and what the correct experience is for that user at that time. Then I'm a wholesale broker and all I do, like I just quote contractors for GL and property and commercial package. Like that's all I do all day. I do it 15 times a day. The experience that that person should have with their technology is totally different than the small business owner in example one. And there's a million different sort of correct user experiences that depend on the user and the context. And so I think I knew that intellectually, but going in and seeing all the innovative things that people are doing in different parts of insurance and the ecosystem gave me a much deeper appreciation about all the nuanced differences that once you add them up, make an experience a powerful one or an unfortunately not so powerful one for whoever's on the other side of that technology.
I appreciate that answer, right? It's like you kind of knew it, but you didn't really know it until you get deep into it and recognize just how incredibly diverse and varied the insurance industry is in terms of carriers, product lines, people, experiences, types of businesses. I mean, it's so variety. The variety is so intense. It's one of the things I've really enjoyed about hosting this podcast is that I've talked to such an interesting range of people from so many different backgrounds. And each of them brings sort of their own passion, their own interest into, you know, what it is that they're bringing value to. So I really appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us about yours, which for many agents is either a scary thing or the thing they don't have time for or sort of a necessary evil in terms of like, oh, I got to learn a new system, right? I've spoken to many people who feel that way about technology. And then it's once you get in there and you know how to use it, how much empowerment can come from that and how you can get closer and faster to that core relationship you're building with your customer, because all this, as you say, sort of annoying paperwork is out of the way. It's really meaningful work.
I think the biggest thing is for folks who are building these online sort of quoting multi-carrier rater experiences, there can be, it can feel like you need to own that relationship. You need to own the technology between yourself and the carrier. I think the more important thing to own is the relationship, I guess is what I was trying to say. And knowing that your relationship with that carrier And the experience that you're building for your user is the things that are going to differentiate you. Not, you know, did you or did you not use a partner to get that quote technologically? Users don't care technically how a quote landed on their desk. They just want to know, how long does it take me to get a quote? And do you get the carriers or the product lines that I need? And so I think just for the folks who are trying to digitally distribute, like being open to a partner who can give you those superpowers because they've already built them is something that we're passionate about. And I hope that folks are open-minded about.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure talking with you today, Duncan. I look forward to seeing all the ways Herald grows and changes in the coming years.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on. It's been really
this has been awesome. Yeah. So yeah. Great to have this time. Thanks again, Duncan.
Likewise. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today and listening to And I Quote, a podcast created by Coterie Insurance for insurance agents, brokers, and small business owners just like yourself. And I Quote focuses on how building relationships, networking, and community involvement can grow your business. Coterie Insurance is simplifying small business insurance for agents, brokers, and our partners. New to our website is the Find an Agent tab. This tab leads to local pages that help small business owners find agents in their area. If you're interested in getting your own page, click the link in our show notes. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. We'll see you next week.